and welcome to another Meta Media Group production of On Purpose Magazine, featuring interesting, inspiring, educational, and entertaining stories, discussions, and interviews of purpose, with purpose, on purpose. Hello, everybody. This is J.W. Najarian with On Purpose Magazine, and we're delighted to have the incredible author Steve Farber with us. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing great, J.W. Thanks for having me.
Oh, wonderful. Well, it's always a pleasure to have you. We met, I think the last time we saw each other, and actually we met there, was at Blog World last year.
That's right. Yeah, we did an interview there. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a great interview. So if you're on the site now, go look for it, because it's Steve gives away the he gives away the whole ranch. The farm, the ranch. He gives you all the information you want to go that you want to hear about, which is really great. But we want to talk. I brought you on today, Steve, because you're putting together something that I think is important and is going to be really helpful to a lot of people, and that is a leadership summit. And I'm going to back right into that because I want to tell – there are some people maybe on listening to this that don't know who Steve Farber is, right? So
I think that's safe to assume, yeah.
Yeah. They're going, Steve Farber, who's that? Well,
I may even include myself as one of those people.
Exactly. Yeah. Who was I again? Let me write that down. Hopefully you got it written down in your bio so you don't forget.
I'm working on answering that question. It's a lifelong process.
It is. It's a lifelong process, isn't it? Anyway,
absolutely.
So Steve Farber, I just said he's a best-selling author of a couple books, but the newest one is The Radical Leap Reenergized, and we want to talk about that a little bit. But first, Steve, your subject matter is leadership. You're an expert in that area. You've been a consultant and a teacher in that field for many, many years. Could you tell me a little about that?
Sure. Yeah, I've been in this arena for 20 some years, and I came up through the ranks at I spent 6.5 years as vice president of the Tom Peters Company. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure many of your listeners know of Tom. He's the management guru's management guru. His original claim to fame, of course, was In Search of Excellence. So I spent 6.5 years working with Tom and the gang there, and just been at it for a long time and worked with all kinds of companies and have seen great leaders and terrible leaders and everything in between.
Well, what a great mentor to start out with. We were talking earlier about attitude of gratitude. That would be awesome.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I really have been blessed with some great mentors in my professional life. I mean, Tom Peters being one of them, another being Jim Kouzes. Mm-hmm. Jim Kouzes and Barry Posner are the co-authors of a book called The Leadership Challenge. And, they've been conducting the most significant body of research on leadership on the planet for, 25-plus years. And Terry Pierce is the author of Leading Out Loud and on it goes. I just had some great mentors. I'm very grateful for them.
Well, and you being a best-selling author, a lot of people think that you wrote a book saying, I'm going to be a best-selling author. But I happen to know that you wrote the book and you were actually very surprised at how it was received.
Well, I mean, the truth is that everybody that writes a book wants to be a best-selling author, right? I mean, at least on some level, but
sure.
But you should never write a book for that purpose alone. I mean, obviously, it's nice when it happens. What I was really surprised by, J.W., was to me, the tenets of what I call extreme leadership come down to the heart, right? So it's the Radical Leap stands for love, energy, audacity, and proof. And my basic argument is that leadership and business are fundamentally acts of the heart. They're acts of love because it's love that gets you the impetus to really step up and do something significant and extraordinary. And that's what extreme leadership is. It's about transforming things for the better. So to me, I was just trying to capture what I've learned in all this work that I've done with so many businesses over the years. And what I was really surprised by was how people responded to it. It resonated on a really deep level for a lot of people, and a lot of people really consider it to be kind of radical stuff. And to me, it was just kind of obvious, and I guess that was the surprising part. But what to me is obvious because of the work I've done and the people that I've met isn't necessarily obvious to other people. So that's been been a really wonderful adventure seeing how this plays out in people's businesses and lives.
Right. Well, you know, when I first met you, I was introduced to you by somebody we're going to be talking about in a second. That's Liz Strauss. And
right.
Liz introduced us and said, you really need to interview Steve. And I'm like, oh, Steve, yeah, I've heard of your book. I haven't read it. So when we sat down and you started talking about leadership is love, I was going to go, I was asking you, and you can hear it in the thing, isn't that kind of woo-woo stuff, Steve? And since then I've read the book and I get it, but I was asking you that question. That sounds a little woo-woo, Steve. What is that?
Yeah, sure. And that's what makes this such a great deal of fun, because remember that my primary clientele is business people. I mean, hardcore business, Fortune, everything from Fortune 50 companies to entrepreneurs, right? But business people. And we're kind of conditioned to believe that love has got no place in business and that it's touchy-feely, you know, California touchy-feely hoo-ha crap or whatever.
Right.
And you know, so I get a great deal of fun making the case for it, because if anything but woo-woo, I mean, it's a fundamental human experience. And as a business person, I don't understand the thinking where when a really smart, hardcore business person understands or should understand by now that we want our customers to love us, right? We have mm-hmm. to produce such high-quality product and service that we don't satisfy people, that they love us, that they fall in love with us for it, right? That's where the money comes from. So mm-hmm. you can't in one breath say that we want our customers to love us and in another breath say, I don't love us, you know, because you feel you are crap. It doesn't make any sense. You know, if you want your customers to love you, then you have to create an environment that people love working in. I mean, it's really as simple as that, you know, conceptually. It's not an easy thing to do, but what I find is, and this is the other surprising thing, is that there's really not as much resistance to that idea as one would think. At least
when you sit down with it, you know, when you're a businessman, you sit down with the whole concept. You know, it's a use, love, share concept. If they don't love it, they're not going to share it. And you can spend a lot of money on advertising, and maybe for a minute there you're going to sell some goods, but it's not sustainable.
Yeah, that's right. So that's what I'm saying, JW. I mean, that is – nobody's going to argue with that. No smart business person would argue with that.
Exactly.
The problem becomes when you get somebody that says, okay, all right, we got to get our customers to love us. All right, listen, idiot. What are you doing, idiot? Get our customers to love us. You know, get out there and get them to love us. You're out of here. You know, I mean, you can't have that double standard. You got to create an environment that people love working in, and that it's a natural outgrowth. And that's just one facet of it, JW. I mean, it goes much deeper and much broader than that. But that's really kind of where it starts. So, you know, why do I love this work? What are we trying to do? What kind of impact are we trying to have on our customers? These are all questions that I think every leader and every employee has to ask at some point. And they're really very personal, fundamental human questions.
Well, you know what I like about the book, now that I've read it, Steve? So now that I've read it, what I really liked about it and why it's no surprise that it went to the top for me, and that is because you tell everything in story. You're a wonderful storyteller. I've curled up with many, you know, I got an engineering degree. Believe me, I've curled up with many a technical manual at night, you know, reading, heavy reading. And so when I read a book about leadership, I expect to sit there and go, you know, step one, step two, step three. But this was a bunch of really great stories that really made the point. When you were explaining in the book, one of the things I love, when you're explaining that, you know, how you're finding out that all the stuff that you had thought about with leadership, all the, you know, the sayings that you could whip off the top of your head at a leadership conference or training, that was leadership, but a person putting on a leadership badge, sitting in a leadership chair and calling themselves a leader was not what leadership was about. And
yeah, that's
point
exactly
so
right.
Distinct.
Thank you for that. So my books are all written in that kind of story form. They're novels essentially, and the reason for that is that I did want to create an experience that people would, you know, as you said, curl up with. Although to me the phrase "curl up with a technical manual" sounds like a bit of a paradox, but that's okay. but I did want to create an experience that people would really enjoy. You know, they'd enjoy reading it. It'd be entertaining. And it becomes kind of the delivery system. The ideas are very They're very hardcore, really, in a lot of ways. But the experience is fun and entertaining and lighthearted, and it kind of helps people to internalize them. Now, what we're doing here in San Diego, you mentioned this at the top of our discussion, August 17th through 19th here in San Diego, we're putting out our first Extreme Leadership Summit. Right, so we're doing this public event where we're really going to explore the elements of extreme leadership, like I lay out in the Radical Leap Re-Energized, but I'm also bringing in other thought leaders whose own work has its own integrity, and the people coming, the thought leaders themselves, the authors and researchers and all that themselves have a great deal of integrity. I mean, I've invited people that I know. People who, let me try to, I think you'll understand what I mean when I say this. These are people who are who they appear to be, if you know what I mean. There's no act going on here. They're very authentic, very genuine people. And their work is very simpatico with my own. So what's going to happen over the course of these 3 days is we're going to have a chance to look at, every participant's going to have a chance to look at his or her own business and life. And begin to take these ideas and apply them, and they help each other to apply them. So it's not about listening to a bunch of speakers. It's about really developing a significant extreme leadership action plan. So by the time the 3 days are over, you have very specific things you're going to go and do, and a really great support team to help you to do it. And vice versa, we'll be helping others as well.
Well, you know, this is one of the reasons that I wanted to bring you on. You don't know me well enough to know that I kind of am a conference junkie, and I go to a lot of them, and I know, I mean, 5 minutes in the door, I kind of know, I can look at the flyer and tell if I should be there or not.
Right.
You know, and everybody's had the experience where they walk in the door, they get 70% marketing and maybe 20% meat, and they just want to get the heck out of Dodge.
Right.
I would rather go to a conference where, you know, at least 90% of it is some meat, right? And
yeah.
I looked at the list of speakers. I want to go over them really quickly to kind of see, to tell people what the takeaways are going to be with this. But I looked at the thing and I thought it was refreshing because these are real people, these with really good information. You know, they're not cheesy sales guys.
Right.
And I also understood they're going to be around for the whole conference. Usually they speak for 5 minutes, they tell you how screwed up you are, and then they jet them off in a limo back to the airport before you even get to talk to the people.
Yeah, and usually that's punctuated by some kind of a sales pitch too.
Right.
It's very different. So typically, I mean, in my experience, there are a couple of different kinds of conferences that are so-called typical. One is what I refer to as the pitch fest, which is what you just referred to. You get this cavalcade of speakers, and each one gets up and they deliver a little bit of content, and then they sell you something, and they try to generate this. You know, this stampede in the back of the room, everybody waving their credit cards around and, you know, buy. I've been to a couple of those, and they are, let me just say that literally is a word that I use literally, okay? They literally make me nauseous. So this is not that. This is not marketing. It's not a pitch fest. The other kind of conference, which is also very standard and certainly much more palatable, is the typical kind of conference where you go and you have your main stage speakers,
mm-hmm.
and then you have breakout sessions where you can go and choose, you know, little mini workshops and all that, and you have some networking events, and those are fine. This is also not that. In other words, what we're trying to do here is create an experience. The experience itself is really very different in that, yes, there are so-called main stage speakers, but it all ties in together. And everything builds on everything else, and they're punctuated by working. You'll be working in smaller mastermind groups, so not going out to little breakout sessions, but working with your mastermind groups to apply what you're hearing from the speakers to your own action plan that you'll be developing all the way through. Okay, so it's this back and forth, listening to great ideas, applying them, listening and applying. Now, what you said is also true, and I can't say that it's true for every single one of our speakers. There may be one or two exceptions because of scheduling, but for the most part, everybody's hanging around for the whole conference.
Right.
They're there from front to back. And, you know, and I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. I mean, typically when I go and I speak at a conference, it's exactly what you described. I fly in, I get picked up by the limo, I give my speech, I don't tell them how terrible they are. I mean, that's one definite, you know, that's one departure. But, you know, I impart my my glowing wisdom, and then I get back in the limo, and I'm gone. And that's the way it typically works. Again, what we're trying to create here is a community of sorts where we're really helping each other out, which means the speakers are hanging around as well. We have, you know, we've got Brian Main coming over from the UK. We've got people from the rock and roll business. We've got people from business. We've got authors. And we're all working on this stuff together. And I'm happy to go through and, you know, talk about each of our speakers and what they contribute if you'd like.
Well, I already mentioned Liz Strauss. I mean, you know, because some of the takeaways from this are not just learning the leadership aspect, but everything that goes that falls around that, and that is for your business. You become, like you said, okay, be a leader, and here's how to be a leader. But you're not giving other aspects. If you don't give other aspects away, it's very hard to be a full-rounded, full. You know, you could state it better than I do because you know better than I do. But I look at the speakers here. If we can go through them really quick, you can kind of tell what you're going to pull in, starting with Liz Strauss, who pulls together community with business. Just people pay big money to be in a room with her because Procter & Gamble and somebody like Guy Kawasaki or Chris Brogan, who can bring thousands of people together in community, get to sit down with Procter & Gamble, who knows how to market, and they do JVs together. This is huge stuff, and she knows how to bring these people together, and I know that she knows how to teach people. Not only how to build community, but how to make money doing that.
Yeah, so Liz Strauss, for people that are unfamiliar with her, she's a social media queen, is one way of describing it. I've known Liz for probably since about 04 or 05. I actually met her as just about everybody had originally, you know, through blogging. You know, I blog at stevefarber.com, and I when the first version of The Radical Leap came out in 04, that's when I started my first blog, and she read my book somewhere along the line and became a, you know, quote-unquote fan. And more important, you know, we got to know each other. And, you know, she's the founder of a blogging conference called SobCon, which is a terrific conference. I go to it every year. And it's a similar kind of a thing to what we just described, is that for the most part, the people that are presenting there are also hanging around and participating in the conference. You know, folks like Chris Brogan, for example, goes pretty much every year. So, you know, she's a wonderful person and a good friend, and I speak at SobCon every year. So when I was putting the Extreme Leadership Summit together, I wanted to have somebody to come in and talk about you know, this virtual community world, the social media world, and how do you use your social media as a leadership tool. I mean, one of the things that we're responsible for doing as leaders is creating, you know, that kind of a community. So Liz is going to help us with that in a very specific way.
Let me ask you, because I know what a lot of these people do, but you got J.J. French coming down. He's the lead guitarist and manager for Twisted Sister, a rock band. Why would he be important to a manager, Carmen? I'm sorry, a leadership conference?
Yeah, I got to say, there's so many reasons why I'm excited that J.J. is coming to this. So you know, he is the... a lot of people haven't heard the name J.J. French before unless they're hardcore Twisted Sister fans, but just about everybody's heard of Twisted Sister. About everybody has heard the, you know, their anthem, "We're Not Going to Take It," right?
Mm-hmm.
And "I Want to Rock." I mean, these are anthemic, you know, if that's a word, you know, rock and roll songs. So J.J. is actually the founder of the band. So Dee Snider is the front man. That's the guy that everybody recognizes and knows. J.J. is one of the guitarists. You know, he's there in the background. But he's, you know, he owns the brand, he runs the business, he does all their licensing deals. He's the entrepreneur behind Twisted Sister. He started that band, you know, they were a bar band in Jersey 40 years ago. And they're still on tour. In fact, I talked to him this morning, he's in London, he's heading to Moscow tomorrow. They do these big, you know, concert tours pretty much every summer. And he's, you know, he's a business guy, right? So he has got, he's got a great story to tell, let me put it that way.
There are bands that have more than a couple hits that aren't around anymore. So making it into a business was really smart. I mean, Gene Simmons is another guy who did that with the
sure. Certainly JJ is not the only one doing it. But here's the difference with him. He is first of all, you can see a little interview with him at ExtremeLeadership.com or ExtremeLeadershipSummit.com. Either one will get you in the same place. Yeah, it's a terrific little interview, and he's talking about his experience in you know, the rock and roll world. He also happens to be, I mean, one of the most gifted natural storytellers that I've ever met. So he's got great stories to tell. He tells them really well. And as far as our audience is concerned, I mean, this is a leadership conference, right? The lessons that he's learned in his business, which happens to be rock and roll, are very applicable to the rest of us. I mean, everything from hardcore kind of, you know, business principles to the more kind of internal stuff, like how do you deal with rejection and failure, which you can imagine, you know, that's a pretty common experience in the music business.
Right.
They
got a lot of heat because of the way they dressed and the music that they did.
Yeah, but their story is really fascinating. Like, for one thing, I don't want to take away his thunder. I'll just give you this little gem. Twisted Sister is and has always been the Twisted Sister that we know. The Twisted Sister that made it, the band that made it, was completely 100% drug free. These guys were straight as an arrow, and they were never able to really tell anybody because they didn't want to ruin their image.
Right.
And he shared with me that one of the people in the band drinks, so they refer to him as their designated liver. So when somebody from the band needs to go out drinking somewhere, they have somebody that'll do it. But other than that, I mean, you know, straight as an arrow. And the thing is, it's just story after story after story, really fascinating stuff, kind of like they glimpse behind the curtain, as it were. But as far as the reason that I asked him to come, and again, I've only asked people to come that these are people that I know, and I vouch for them personally. It's because he's such a genuine guy. He's got such great lessons to share with the rest of us, and he's a great teacher. He really is a great teacher. It just so happens that it's packaged in an extremely entertaining context. So he's going to give expound, as he likes to say, his Yoda-like wisdom mm-hmm. for the rest of us, and then we'll have a really good kind of in-depth Q&A session with him. So you really get a chance to ask all those questions that you ever wanted to ask of a rock and roll star.
and he'll answer them.
I guarantee you.
there's a few speakers here, but I want to touch on two more because I know you're also limited in time, and I'm so grateful that you were able to give me some time today. So I appreciate it, Steve. Of course, you're speaking there, but there's also I wanted to mention Sally Hogshead and Tommy Spaulding. Sally, she does something that's fascinating. She talks about fascination. And
yeah.
I'm really keyed in on this thing because this is very new. Can you talk about it just a little bit?
Yeah, Sally is absolutely brilliant. So, again, there's a personal connection here. I mean, I first met Sally back in 04, 05 area. Her first book and my first book came out at the same time. My first book was called The Radical Leap, and her first book was called Radical Careering. So we had, you know, two authors who had radical in their titles, and we met each other quite quickly that way. But what's happened over the years, she comes out of the advertising world, and she has developed this incredible body of work on what is it that makes us fascinating to each other when we communicate. And her database is over 150,000 people now, and she's got this really sophisticated assessment tool, right? So as part of the summit, when you come to the summit, you'll be getting access to this personal assessment tool ahead of time. And when you come, you're actually going to get your profile on how you come across to other people. And she's going to take us through not only the explanation of it and how to interpret that for ourselves, but you know, the process of how we really apply that and use it. So if you can imagine it, as leaders, we want to be influential. We want to make sure that our message is getting across, and we're really connecting with people in a significant way. So that's what this, you know, this entails. You know, everybody's got something about them that makes them fascinating if we understand what it is. So
right.
If you're really clear on that, you can develop it, you know, with conscious intent, so you can connect more deeply with folks. Not only that,
I liked it because it seems to be, and I could be wrong, but I always see this as one of the big fears of somebody who's going to take a leadership role of, oh, now I'm going to be in a point where I'm going to have to be convincing people, and, you know, and I just don't have the talent. Nobody cares about what I say, you know, and I mean, I think this leadership conference is going to go a long way to dispelling all that crap anyway. And then you
add
these kind of things on so that you feel like you've got the right tools to go out there and be able to communicate with others in an intelligible way that makes them get excited about what you have. I mean, this is an unbeatable combination.
Yeah, and her, you know, I got to say, her approach to it, both in terms of her delivery and her content and her research and the assessment tool, is really fresh. I mean, there's nothing else like it out there. There's a lot of profiling tools, and you know, people have done Myers-Briggs over the years and social styles and all that. And this is in that same general, you know, I would say genre, but her approach to it is really quite unique and really, really powerful.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't want to...
By the way, she's also going to do a profile for the entire group. Because we'll have all the individual data, so she'll be able to say, you know, this is kind of what makes this unique collection of individuals fascinating as well, which I'm really looking forward to.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Lauren Slocum, Brian Main, you've mentioned earlier, and I mentioned, and Simon Bilberry. But I also mentioned Tommy Smalling, because we don't have time to go over them all probably. But Tommy, another good friend of yours?
Yeah, so Tommy Smalling is a New York Times bestselling author of a book called It's Not Just Who You Know.
Right.
He is without exception, the most phenomenal, I don't want to use the word networker because that gives you the entirely wrong, it's just got the wrong connotation to it. He knows more people and has deep relationships with more people than anybody I've ever met. I mean, it's an amazing thing. And what he did with his book is he kind of captured the elements of the approach that he's used in business. He's a very successful guy in both the for-profit and the non-profit arena. And he's young. I mean, he's a young guy. And he's really kind of codified that. So in a way that we can all use it, he's identified what he calls the five floors of relationship. The first floor relationship being that very kind of, you know, standing in line at Starbucks, transactional, hi, good morning, how are you kind of a thing, all the way up to what he calls the fifth floor relationship, which is a really deep, intimate connection with somebody. And he talks about how you really can create that in your, you know, in your business life. Now, I invited Tommy to come to this because, again, I know him really well. He's a very close friend of mine. He's a phenomenal speaker. He's a great human being. And he's got so much to bring to the rest of us. And his book is phenomenal. It's, you know, debuted as a New York Times bestseller, his first book out of the gate. I'm very proud of him and really happy that he's going to be joining us.
That's great. I didn't mention some of the other speakers, but I know some of the takeaways that I think that are going to happen here, and you can probably allude on them, and that is, you know, of course, learning about extreme leadership and what that is, how to develop your plan, your business plan, your social media plan, people like Liz, your extreme action plan, how to build teams, how to build community, how to deal with challenges. I'm sure you can add about 10 more. All kinds of great stuff.
Oh yeah. Those are all accurate, and we're going to approach it from so many different angles. But again, the key is that it all ties together, right? I mean, it's not like a smorgasbord where you got all these, you know, these different kinds of topics, and then it's up to you to, you know, take a few notes and apply a few things. It's all going to tie in together, so it's a very, you know, kind of congruent, organic kind of an experience where you don't. I mean, I'm not going to say you're not going to feel, you know, overloaded at times because there's so much knowledge and information and experience coming at you, but again, there's nothing random in this, so it'll be a lot easier to assimilate it, process it, and most important, apply it going forward. In addition to that, we're going to be doing some really fun stuff too.
Yeah, I know you have a surprises plan too.
Let's just say there'll be a little music involved as well. Yeah.
That's great. let me ask you though, because I think this is the most important thing for anybody who's listening to this and saying, you know, should I be at this thing? I think we've established that there's going to be value upon value upon value add here for somebody who goes.
Mm-hmm.
But for anybody who's like on the fence, is this me or is this? Should I go to this or should I not? Or, you know, you're out there talking to a lot of people. When you see all the different type of people out there and all the issues they have with their businesses and their life and all that kind of stuff, who is the perfect person? I mean, who is the person listening right now who is that person that really needs to get to this thing?
So there's a number of ways to answer that. First of all, if you're passionate about leadership, if you're passionate about developing yourself and your capabilities as a leader, somebody who really wants to influence people around you to change things for the better, your business, your life, your community, whatever it is. Now, that's got nothing to do with your position or your title. You know, we have people that are coming that are CEOs of their organization. We have people that are coming that are independent entrepreneurs. We have people that are coming from the nonprofit sector. We have educators coming. It doesn't matter to me, and it shouldn't matter to you, what your position or title is. What should matter to you is, do you want to do three things simultaneously? Scope your business, amplify your life, and change the world at the same time, right? So it's about achieving success in your business. It's about achieving, you know, greater personal satisfaction and fulfillment in your life and having an influence on the world around you. These are not mutually exclusive ideas. We should be striving to do all three of those things at the same time. So if you have any inkling, if you've got that little fire burning inside of you that says, I really want to rise to this leadership challenge, I really want to get better at this. It doesn't matter what my position or title is. It doesn't matter what it says on my business card, but I really want to, you know, this is the kind of life that I want to lead. You have to be here. There's nothing else like this. I really believe that it's a groundbreaking experience in a lot of ways on a lot of different levels. So if you're passionate about leadership, you should be there.
You chose the perfect place also, Steve, and that is La Jolla, California. What a working vacation. La Jolla is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a great place. We had a great venue. And by the way, even the venue was chosen based on kind of my relationship and my connection with them. So we're doing it at the Hyatt Regency in La Jolla, which is in an area called the Aventine. It's really a beautiful venue. And, you know, I've spoken at Hyatt. I've spoken to the senior leaders of Hyatt's, you know, sales and catering and marketing and some of their GMs and all of that. And when they found out that we were doing the Extreme Leadership Summit, they said, this is the place you got to do it. You know, we're fans. You got to do it here. So every level of this, JW, is about really creating that experience where people are just so passionate about this stuff, that it's going to be quite remarkable.
You know, and you brought it up just now, and that is, I found out since, you know, I used to be an engineer and I worked in a dark office 9 to 5, and, you know, and I knew nobody, and, you know, it was the 9 to 5, you know, get to work, get home, and start over again the next day. Since I've been out and networked with people, I find out that people who are successful, people are usually wonderful people, very giving, very generous, and it doesn't matter if it's corporate or if it's personal. Everybody just really wants to, you know, have a great life and do wonderful things. It really, I mean, at the top, it really is about that. So what I'm leading to is the networking experience that you're going to get there. You mentioned it, that you're going to have CEOs and you're going to have, you know, working Joes at this conference. This is a great. This is going to be a great place to network, is it not?
Oh, without a doubt. Yeah, and remember, the whole experience is designed to facilitate that kind of crosstalk. So I mentioned this mastermind team experience before.
Oh,
going to be really. Right. So imagine this: you come to this conference by yourself. Let's say. I really recommend that people come with their teams as well. But let's say you're coming by yourself. And you don't really know anybody. You're there because, you know, it sounds great and you really want to make a difference in your life and the lives of the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, typically, at a typical conference, like I mentioned before, you know, you could remain very passive throughout that whole conference and never meet anybody if you're kind of shy, a little bit withdrawn. And believe it or not, I'm actually that kind of person naturally. When I'm in an environment where I don't know people, I tend to, you know, it's hard for me to say, hi, I'm Steve. I'm not one of those guys. So, but here's what's going to happen. We're going to be putting people into these teams, right? And so imagine that now you're sitting around the table, a small group of maybe 8 to 10 people, and across the table from you is the CEO of a technology company and an independent entrepreneur and somebody from maybe a network marketing business and somebody who's an individual contributor at a Fortune 100 company. and somebody who's in business for themselves and they work out of their home, and you're all sitting around the table together. I mean, imagine the perspectives that you bring to this, right? So now you're meeting all these folks, and what you're going to be doing together is helping each other to apply what you're learning to each other's individual challenges and circumstances. Well, that's the deepest kind of networking there is, right? That's a lot different from going to a cocktail party and, you know, exchanging business cards. This is about working on
the people come out of this conference that are going to make lifelong friends and business partners.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And then some of the other things that we'll be doing, kind of the extracurricular activities, the optional, you know, evening stuff that we're inviting people to, would be a chance to take those relationships deeper and you know, get to meet more people and all that. So, yeah, a networking event in the sense that you're going to meet a lot of people, but it goes much, much deeper than just, you know, the exchange of business cards kind of thing.
Wonderful. Yeah, listen, Steve, we're coming up on, you know, our time here. So can I ask you to leave us with a final word?
Yes, absolutely. First of all,
before I ask you to do that, let's go over where we find you, where we find the conference, where we can register, all that good stuff.
Right. So extremeleadership.com is probably the easiest thing to remember. And what you'll find there are, you know, obviously the you'll see the agenda, which, you know, may change a little bit between now and then in terms of the exact order of things, but you get a sense of it there. You see all the speakers and their bios and what they'll be talking about. You see some videos on there. We have a little video of Tommy that'll be up there this morning. We've got a video of Brian Main. We've got J.J. French interview. We've got Sally up there. You know, lots of videos. And, of course, it's a place for you to register as well. And we recommend that you do that soon because there's a little bit of pre-work and all that involved. You don't want to do your assessment from Sally ahead of time and everything else. So that's the place to go. That's the place to go. Now in terms of a final thought for everybody, you know, leadership has got nothing to do with your position or your title, like I said a minute ago. Extreme leadership, which is what this summit is about, is really taking that seriously and saying, okay, if leadership has got nothing to do with your position or your title, what does it have to do with? Well, it has to do with doing these three things simultaneously. Stoke your business, amp your life, change the world. Business, life, world. If you're not trying to do all three of those things, I don't believe you can legitimately call yourself a leader. So the extreme leadership is really just my way of saying real leadership, a person who steps up to change their piece of the world for the better. And really believes that you know, that we can, you know, we can make a difference in that way. So that's what I would leave you with. Put aside this notion that leadership has to do with where you sit on the org chart and begin asking yourself today, what can I do to change my piece of this world for the better? And let's see how that adds up over time.
Well, that's wonderful. Steve, first of all, thank you for your time. And I want to thank I also want to thank your crew because your crew, they're the best. For helping put this together today. I'm going to be at the conference also, so if you you know, you get that added bonus if you see it as a bonus.
Of course it is.
Okay, and I'd like to tell everybody, go look at the book. I just, by the way, you know, you were so nice. You gave me a copy and you signed it for me, and I'm so grateful for that. It holds a prominent place on my shelf, but I'm actually reading the Kindle version. And I got it because I've got it all bookmarked and yellowed out. And
well,
so,
listen,
I love that. It's on my Android all the time.
I'll tell you what, JW, when you come to the conference, I'm happy to sign your Kindle as well.
There you go. You can sign my Android phone.
Right across the screen in a nice Sharpie.
There you go, exactly. So I'd tell everybody to go just check out the book, first of all. And this is not tough. ExtremeLeadership.com. Go check it out. Go check out all the speakers there. This is a place I would think you need to be. Knowing the book, knowing Steve, knowing the speakers, you know, I'm telling you right now, I totally recommend this thing.
Great.
Steve, again, thank you very, very, very much.
My pleasure, JW. Thanks for having me. Look forward to seeing you August 17th in San Diego.
August 17th through 19th in San Diego. ExtremeLeadership.com. Everybody have a great day and a better tomorrow. Take care.
Thank you for listening to our Meta Media Group production of On Purpose Magazine. You can find On Purpose Magazine at onpurposemagazine.com. On Purpose Magazine and JW On Purpose is the property and is a trademark of Meta Media Group, and this audio is copyright 2012, and all rights are reserved.